And we say, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad to know that you don't have to try to do anything in yourself and keep on just messing up? And you found out and just was so encouraged and so enlightened. Our sufficiency is in Him. Pressure come, I don't have to take the pressure. He got it. Amen. I just drink. Hallelujah. I just drink. Hallelujah. Good Father. Amen. Because He has already what provided everything for me, for you, for us. That's what God wants us to learn. Amen. Don't go around struggling. Enemy trying to put pressure on you. No. I don't take the pressure. My daddy got it. I don't have a care. Don't have a worry. They come, but I just let them keep going. I don't flag any of them down. Amen. Don't give any of them a seat. They come in the house. No, I'm not going to tell you to sit down. I'm going to say, get out. The door that brought you in can take you out, so get out. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Davis, for such a profound word. And I tell you what, our hearts ought to be just thrilled to know. In these days, you know, Satan thought he had something going on. But in the midst of what he thought he had something going on, we find ways to walk out in victory. Amen. You better leave the sleeping dog alone if you don't. Amen. If you don't want trouble, you better try to pull his ear. You better sneak by him and hope you don't wake him up. Amen. But Jesus had defeated the devil, and we have the victory. Amen. Thank you, all of you, for joining us that are live streaming. I know you were blessed by that word. And if your heart, in your heart, whatever's going on in your life, if you are troubled tonight, you can find peace. He is your sufficiency for salvation, for the new birth, to be born again. He is your sufficiency to be filled with the Spirit. He is your sufficiency for the healing of your body, whatever you need, because Jesus paid for it all. And we have a living, live, blood covenant seal document that all these things are true. And they cannot be changed. It's been sealed forever. Amen. So if you're viewing us tonight and Jesus is not your Lord, why don't you do it tonight? Say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to be satisfied. I don't care how much stuff you got or how little you don't have. You'll never find true meaning of life. You'll never find true satisfaction. It's only in Him. And why don't you give it to Him tonight? Anybody in this audience, you're going through something. Jesus, your sufficiency. He's your healer. Amen. He is your everything. He said it. And you notice you read the scripture, because there are many of them, but in 2 Peter 1, He had given you what? Everything. Everything. That pertain to what? Life and godliness. What else are you looking for? So, if your life is messed up, you're on the heaven burden, you may even messed up. Don't let the devil beat you up. Run to Jesus. And say, Lord, I need help. Help me tonight. I'm asking you, I surrender, because I don't know what to do with this myself, but I'm bringing it to you. And then just give your heart to Him. Say, Jesus, come in my heart and save me. When you save me, Lord, fill me. I don't understand all of this, but I believe you for everything. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. I'm not afraid. I want everything you got. Because I read, you're a good God. Good, never do evil. Is that right? good never do evil. Good will do right, but you can't get good to do evil. You can't get evil good out of evil, and can't get evil out of good. Amen. So go ahead, ushers, and receive the offering. Amen. Those of you that's going to give, they're giving tonight. Learn the secret of this. You know, we don't be the person that just put money in the bucket. Give it assignment. Say something. Release your faith. Learn the purpose. You never see a farmer, right? You know, you never, in the spring of the year, at the farmers was, you saw them out there. You saw them tilling the soil and doing all that stuff. They were doing the purpose. They put a seed in, didn't they? Look what they're doing now. They're out there gathering in what they sowed. Am I right? They're getting a harvest right now. Amen. So, if they know how to do it in the natural, we are born of the Spirit. We know how to operate in the Spirit. Release your faith. And I found this out. As long as you hold it and hope that something will happen, it won't. That person that was given $1,000, he buried it in the ground. He made excuses and said this about his Lord. And the Lord wind up calling you wicked and what, unprofitable servant. Hallelujah. So learn to operate in God's kingdom principle and so on. Hallelujah. Amen. And release your faith. That's what we're about to do now. I want all of you to agree. I'm coming in agreement with you. This is your time. This is your time for increase. Stand with me, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.